I'm Alfie Bow, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
wow, that was Congreso, Santiago, Chile. Yes, my friends, the times, you know, when many years ago, this experimental folk music started to happen in Chile, like protest songs, mixing also folk music with jazz, rock, you know, because the idea was to keep our tradition and our culture for the youth, you know, to get to know our music, our culture and everything. That was the mixture of all groups that rock groups were adding a little bit of folk music, jazz bands were also doing the same thing. This band here called Congreso, there are 9 musicians, and this guy got a variety of tracks, you know, so it's incredible. It's kind of experimental folk music, you know, but right now, at this very moment, you know, it doesn't sound experimental anymore, but in those years, you know, I'm talking lots of years ago, when this album was made, people were going, oh, my God, what's that? Oh. Some people hated it because they thought it's a bit complicated. Oh, we cannot get into it. But musically, you know, these guys were perfect, you know, were very compact, you know, very together. Sounds weird, you know, very together guys. So. Yeah, so that's how the music... you know, in Chile, took off as a protest and experimental folk music. As I played you earlier on, you know, a bit of experimental cumbia. And everything is kind of like to vary the style and for you not to get the same thing all the time. Musicians in Latin America in general, they're mixing sounds of, you know, from Arabic music, you know, to flamenco, rock, jazz, mixing it together and trying to blend each other, you know, blend into each other, trying to make a new sound, you know. That's what the whole musical art is, the art of play music, making music, and be able to actually come up with something, you know, that will attract the public, you know, and the people in general. And exactly what I was talking about, you know, a few months ago, you know, about the this nothing really going forward musically, like experimental music and stuff, unless you go and you try and research something, you know, and probably you'll find, I don't know, you know, you find something there, you know, you're always going to find something there, because some musicians, you know, with the knowledge of music I'm talking about, not the ones who actually they just play one note and two notes and they make an album with two notes, you know. I'm talking about the ones who actually take their time, you know, like Pink Floyd, for example, you know. They didn't record an album every week or every other month, you know. No, it took a couple of years to record one album, you know, just one album. One album is 12 songs or something, you know. And... that's because when you know that every note is going to be spot on, every note on that track is going to sound perfect, so people can get to love that track and that track and that track and that track, and eventually we love the whole album. You know, me and my compadre Checho, you know, my hard rocking amigo, who unfortunately, you know, left us. When we first found out the album The Wall by Pink Floyd, I remember, you know, that somebody brought it to his house, and I was there by the time, you know, and a brand new album. The guy had it sealed and everything, you know, peeled the seal, the cellophane off, you know, and took the album out, and I went, wow, man, this is going to be a piece of art, you know. And he put it on the stereo, man, the vinyl I'm talking about, put it on the stereo, and it sounded great, you know, from the first note onwards, the whole thing, you know, about the, you know, the wall. And it was incredibly you know, like magnetic, you know, like kind of you go really into it, and you, after a while, you know, we have the words, by the way, you know, the album included the a leaflet with the words, you know, the lyrics to every song. And by reading them, you think, wow, my God, man, this is deep stuff, man. You know, this is proper, nice, deep stuff. So that's how you get into this, you know, like into new music, because it's a new sound. Like most people out there would say, oh, no, Pink Floyd, too long, tracks are too long and everything. But every note that those guys played, you know, on the album, you know, they were all, not just that one, you know, the Wish You Were Here, you know, Autumn Heart, Autumn Mother, you know, all the albums that they make. That's why they took so long, because their guys are proper geniuses of music. You see, and that's just an example. There are many others who do the same thing, and there are many others who don't do the same thing, and they come up with a single every other day or every other week. You know, because the money they need is needed, and they need to make the money, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, what I'm going to talk to you about right now, you know, is that in Chile right now, the fires are still being extinguished, you know, because the forest is so dry. And, you know, temperatures there, they reach to 35, 36, even 40 in some places, you know, because it's summertime there now, summertime, you know. And in summertime, you know, there's a lot of fires, you know, forest fires, you know, because Chile is called forest, you know, forever and ever, you know. And we got a not a well, very well-known jungle and forestry, you know, but we have a lot of forestry there. And, yeah, some of the fires, they start, you know, by igniting itself, you know, themselves with, you know, pieces of glass are left on unattended, you know, in the heat, you know, papers are too dry, and it's so dry, and it's so hot that they, boom, you know, they burst into flames, you know. And but also, unfortunately, I'm saying unfortunately because this is just bad, you know, delinquency, criminality, you know. Two IDF soldiers, you know, being arrested in Chile. First, one of them was first caught smoking, you know, in the forest, where this big sign saying, please refrain from smoking, you know, smoking prohibited. Because any little spark, you know, will start a fire. You know, that's how delicate, you know, these forests are, you know, mainly in summertime, you know, because in winter it rains constantly, so you can actually have a cigarette or whatever, you know, and it's no danger that it's going to catch fire or anything. But summertime, very, very, very specifically summertime, signs everywhere, do not smoke, do not start bonfires, you know, and all these warnings, you know, and advice, you know, not to do this and that. Well, this guy was caught with a cigarette in his hand, you know. He was told to put it out, and he told them to F off, you know, because he says, I do what I want. They say, yeah, but, you know, according to the law, you should not be able, you shouldn't be smoking here. And these people, usually, you know, Zionists, you know, they just do whatever they want to do. And they think that there's no law for them, there's no regulations for them, there's nothing for them. They can do whatever they want. But unfortunately, you know, in Chile, this didn't happen. You know, he got arrested. He got arrested, taken to the police station. They took his details and everything. And they found out he was an IDF soldier on holiday. And he was expecting to go, or others to come over, right? At the same time, two were caught in Argentina, but these two were more likely guilty, kind of thing, you know, because they were caught with paraphernalia, you know, to start fires with. So there you are. You see, why are you doing this? Why are you destroying the forest and Patagonia, Tierra del Fuego, which is the eighth beauty of the world, you know, wonder of the world, you know, because that is, this is fresh water. You can drink the water out of the river, straight out of the river. You can eat the fruit that grows wild, you know, in the forest. You can breathe nice and fresh and pure oxygen. You know, it's a beauty. It's paradise. And as Argentina and Chile presidents should be able to keep it going, because it's been there forever, since the beginning of time. So can you imagine, this beautiful thing, you know, can be destroyed in a matter of a year or two, you know, if you let the Zionists arrive in that area, you know. Milei, the president of Argentina, is allowing them to go there, and also is offering them some materials and stuff to start building in Tierra del Fuego, in Patagonia. I'm afraid, you know, he's making the biggest mistake ever. You know, you should not do that. You should just look back in history and see what happens, you know, to the Palestinian people right now, when they welcome these people there, you know. Unfortunately, you know, they were the bad ones who arrived there, because the good ones, they were already living, Jewish and Arabs, you know, were living together. We're, you know, happy, we're sharing everything, sharing the terrain, the areas, you know, everything, right? But then this bunch of European immigrants arrived there, you know, and they started the whole chaos, you know, the whole thing. They destroyed the whole relationships with these people, because that's how they it works, you know. The fascists and the right wing, they always divide and conquer, you know. That's what it is, you know. So they split these groups, you know, and now they started hating each other, but not hating each other, because the ones who understand their religion. They don't hate each other, you know. They understand the religion, because every religion respects other religions. You know, nobody's going around saying, "Oh, my religion is so and so, and I should hate you because of no. Religion is a good thing for people who actually study it, you know, and learn from it, because religion, and every religion, they teach you how to be good to your neighbor, to your mates, you know, to your mother, to your father, family, everything, right? So, yeah, unfortunately, this is happening right now. You know, we got a president now who is his ancestry is a Nazi ancestry, you know, I'm afraid. His father was one of the guys who actually helped, you know, in the camps, you know, concentration camps in Germany. And then when the poo hit the fan in Europe, these guys started to escape all over the place, you know. And mainly they came to South America. They came to Guatemala, they came to Ecuador, they went to Argentina, they went to Chile, finding places where to hide because of the criminal courts, you know, were after them, okay? So that's how the whole thing started. And this guy has always been right-wing and fascist, you know. Pinochet, dictator, supporter, and all this stuff. So, anyway, so far, this guy has done pretty well, you know, man. Like, he hasn't taken over yet. He takes over in March. So the president who's still there, Boric, he actually, and the government and the authorities of Chile have requested that Israel should be expelled, you know, from the UN, and also they're gonna expel their ambassador. I don't know if this new guy who I was just talking about being a son of a Nazi will bring them back, and everything will be hunky dory for them, because that's what they are. They are, you know. It is kind of like contradictory, because you think to yourself, you know, these people were suffering so much, you know, their people suffered so much during the Second World War, the concentration camps, the gas chambers and massacres and blah, blah, blah. And now they turned out to be just like the ones who actually punished their own people, you know. I don't know, man, the world is crazy world, you know. The world is upside down right now, you know. But all we have to be concerned about is saving lives, you know, because there are not many lives left in Gaza now, you know. People have been dying every day, you know. The ceasefire is a shambles, you know. It's a charade, you know. It's a circus. And the United Nations and the Amnesty International, human rights, you know, where are they? Where are they? Hello, where are you people? You know, there's some people here, some human beings, you know, who actually need your help, need your support, and need you to do something to stop from being killed. Yeah? Stop them from being killed. You know, where are you? Yeah, we condemn this, we condemn that, we condemn blah, 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 blah. And no action. It's very easy to sign a paper, you know, and just say, all right, okay, I don't agree with that, ciao. And then forget about it. And yeah, that's what it is. I'm so sorry to say all these things, you know, but, you know, all these organizations were formed with a purpose. And where is that purpose now? Gone. They help there. And why are they avoiding to help these people? Why don't you just boycott the United States, boycott Israel, and boycott all the countries, you know, who are supporting the genocide, you know? And that'll put an end, you know, like they did with apartheid, you know, in South Africa, you know? We boycotted apartheid in South Africa. And look what happened, you know, it works. Why can't it work now with the Zionists, you know, with the you know, the to stop the genocide? I think it would do. It would stop. But these people are very powerful. These people they control the world, you know, and that is the reason why, since they're little, they've been told, we control the world. We do whatever we want. That's why they don't, the lawless people, you know, they don't follow any rules or anything. They just do whatever they want to do. Or whatever they're told to do by their leader. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, that's the life that we have to put up with right now. You know, don't accept it. Oh, no, we, thousands and millions of people around the world, don't accept that. So we all relying on the agencies and all these organizations, you know, who are supposed to help these people. And they're not doing so, you know? I'm grateful that we were helped, you know, by Amnesty International and Human Rights Commission to get out of Chile, you know, because my stepdad was in prison and he was sentenced to 32 years in prison for supporting the Popular Unity government, which is the socialist government. And he was in uniform, so he wasn't supposed to support any political ideology because of these armed forces, you know, swear on the armed forces that I will support any government in power, blah, 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 all this stuff. But he was supporting the government of Salvador Allende, you know, the socialist government. And then suddenly, boom, the whole thing turned around when the dictatorship took over, when they killed the president and they killed a lot of people. And then they arrested him. He was in prison, blah, blah, blah. And he was sentenced to 32 years in prison, accused of betrayal to the armed forces. Okay? So obviously we weren't going to spend 32 years, you know, visiting him, you know, every Tuesday as we did, you know. It was impossible, you know. You cannot serve 32 years for doing nothing, for just thinking and supporting the ideology, you know. So therefore, all these organizations they turned up in Chile, you know, and they start because of the pressure that the Pinochet was having. So they started to help us, you know, all the people who were in prison and people who were about to be executed. Also, they helped with trying to find the disappeared, you know, people who disappeared. I don't know if you ever seen a movie called Missing, right? Missing is a movie that was made with Sissy Spacek and. It was made in the 80s, you know, after the coup. The coup took place, right? And Jack Lemmon was his father of a fellow who during the government of Allende, he arrived in Chile because he wanted to see by himself how the socialist government was working things out in Chile. So he went there as a brigade. To help with the brigades of, you know, voluntary work You know, and so everything, lots of people were there. And when the coup happened, this guy, they made him disappear because he was involved too much into the politics of the country. So all these things, you know, that they did for us, I'm grateful. But what happened now? Now they're not doing much. They're not doing what they should do. It's even, I think the Palestinian thing is even worse to what happened to us. You know, we suffered a lot. We were, lots of people got killed. We got sent into exile as I'm here right now. But those people are being massacred every day, and they're not being helped. So there you are. You know, where is the balance on this? Where is the balance? You know, the justice, the balance of justice is not balancing, man. It's not working. I think we should get a new balance. You know, a new world government, you know, to govern the world and change things. Finishing with the genocides and the wars and everything. We can sit down at the table and talk about this like the Chinese do, like the North Koreans do, like, you know, most people do. The whole idea of war, you know, is to make money, you know. They don't care about the people anyway. So, amigo, listen, you know, amigos, listening to the show, I'm just going to play lots of more music for you guys, you know. And, let's hope that things should be getting a little bit better. And now we got the United States leader, you know, they're kidnapped the president of Venezuela. And now the people in Venezuela are asking for him back, you know, because it's a kidnapping, you know. It's not an arrest. It's not an arrest. It's a kidnapping, you know. And how anybody in this world could be allowed to go into another country and kidnap the president? Are you kidding me, man? What is going on? You know, if Putin or Kim Jong-un did that, you know, it would be a war, you know. But because it's the United States, Trump. Trump, man, it's called every name in the dictionary he deserves. Every name in the dictionary, you know, And I'm not going into that now because that will be another half an hour that I will be describing this fellow. You know, this fellow is just absolutely pathetic, you know. And, you know, the sooner he goes, the sooner the better the world will be, because there was nobody disrupting and stirring the shit so much as this guy has done. This guy, everywhere he goes, he just produces hatred against people who would oppose him. He doesn't know how to be a human being, you know. He thinks everything should be according to him. Me, according to him. Never a president has done everything better than me. And the most beautiful thing, I am the most welcome person in the world. Now, come on, man, you know, wake up, you know. It should be registered in my house, you know. Anyway, We carry on with life. Let's help each other, brothers and sisters. Let's love each other, because this is what we got left to do. And support each other, support all the causes that are being hurt and interrupted in our lives, you know. Let's save the planet. I should vote green. I know people say to me, oh, but greens are not going to get anywhere, man. I say, yeah, but if I die, you know, I'm going to die happy that I tried to save the world.
días que logré vivir y que en mi camino recorrí. Siento con intensidad, vivo con la amistad que me da mi manera de pensar. Amo con sinceridad y quiero en ti reposar.
hablando con Ine. Tú vas a entender, nene, que mi son se vea como es.
Ah, por ma familia.
Ni a la guana, mamá, que ni la voz, cabo, y leo dara. Mi ritmo no para nada, cosa rara, lari lara. Loco sin freno, toda mi gente dice: aquí estoy yo, lo que traigo es candela. Cinco maestros con sus voces que sonando como doces, oriche en la escuela. Anga, ponle bombi conga, al que no le guste que responda. Mundo pa' la tonga.
Una mancha de petróleo sobre un óleo, bien abstracto. Calidad asegurada, prohibida al tacto. Contactos africanos que mezclaron la existencia con paciencia, la inteligencia de poder quedar entre nosotros. Jóvenes un poco locos, listos a probar del trono. No conformes a probarte un poco, poco faltaría, mira, si no bailas este es un sabroso.
Ah, por mi familia,
dos por el hip hop,
tu party a la Habana.
Desesperes, esperes, no te precipites, pites. Vengo suavecito, despacito, relajado y te...
Psicopático, es que mi ritmo viene matemático. Flaco, pro profesional, bien sistemático. En el tiempo, con mi flow paso me voy abriendo. Orillas defendiendo este son que viene ardiendo.
Un pour ma mafia, deux pour mon funky show. Paris a la Habana, Maiko, Nico y Go. El gringo tipo cubano, Cuba libre a la mano.
Ronson, bolero, danzón, azúcar hecho a mano, pura mano.
Máxima mani, mani lo mico chico. Y si aprecio, me equipes, pousse les kilos. T'as sono, 5 MC saligo, faut poser, te doser. Ça va causer des dégagages, gaspa, tu le sais. J'prophétise, mise sur mes homies, j'vise. La terre promise, le paradis des boss du biz.
Ah, pour ma familia,
dans pour les hip hop,
tout Paris à la Habana.
Y cuando llega no despega, pega, pega lo que puso el ruso en el discurso que con Bay Segundo puso entre tus cejas.
Ahora la distancia queda.
Si de mi lengua estoy viviendo y calmando mi fiel tristeza, ¿de qué forma quieres tú que yo detenga la sangre de amor y patria que me corre por las venas? Generaciones vieja y nueva, de corazón, sangre y pulmón.
Allá lejos, donde el sol calienta. Olvidé mi corazón. Yo
extraño mi tierra querida, hablar de ella ni lo intentes. Todo el tiempo está en mi mente, la tengo presente, ¿entiendes? Me habla el corazón que no me miente, hermano. Flotando ando, pasando la mano, mano, sobre el mapa de este mundo. Y desde lo profundo de mi corazón siento nostalgia. Una extraña sensación como añoranza de esta distancia que se interpone. Que regresaré bien se supone. Y eso me pone el hombre más feliz por un segundo. Ya lo cantó compa y segundo. Y yo de nuevo escucho el quejo de mi gente chico. Y él te lo explico, cubano 100% prototipo.
Me arrancaré el corazón y esperaré mi regreso para sacarlo otra vez y colocarlo en mi pecho.
Vengo de donde hay un río, tabaco y caña real, donde el sudor del guajiro hacia la tierra soñar.
Vengo de donde hay un río, tabaco y caña real, donde el sudor del guajiro hacia la tierra soñar.
Cayo Hueso salió por de Buena Vista, Miramar a la mar. La Victoria, Habana Vieja, Barrio Nuevo, Bejucal. ¿Dónde estás tú, mi rampa? El sol que canta, la catedral, el Capitolio se levanta en el oído de estas voces. 23 y 12, Vedado, Paseo del Prado, tus leones lado a lado. Forman parte de mis tradiciones, mis emociones. Eres tú, mi Cuba, como tú, ninguna. Cabio, si le soy Yoruba, que no quede duda. Que si lloro es porque le extraño no ver mi malecón a mis amigos de mi zona. Los que nacieron conmigo, los que jugaron conmigo. Recordarlos sin tenerlos me hace daño. Año tras año sueño con volver a ver esos amigos que añoraba. Color de la campiña cuando llueve el morro. El cañonazo de las nueve, el que te quiere nunca muere, no. Jamás, jamás.
Tengo de don.
Por favor, llámame.
Thank you.
Amigos, thank you very much for listening to the show, and I hope that you guys are going to join me again next Monday from 5 till 7. And one more thing. You know, if you want to come to the radio station, you know, to my program, let me know, and then let me know to have an interview. And if you want to announce something, you know, send me a text asking me to do so. Or you can come in yourself. You know, if you're a musician and you want to play some music live and direct on the radio, let me know as well. My number is 079-44-031-894. And yes, you can bring your guitar and sing a couple of songs here, you know, and announce, you know, that you got something going, a gig, an album coming out, you know, anything. Or if you belong to any organizations in Sheffield and you're planning to do, you know, have a little bit of a do, a little bit of a festival or exhibition. You need some people to volunteer. Anything that you want, just let me know. 079-44-031-894. And don't hesitate to do though, because this is Sheffield Live, a community radio station for the community by the community. Anyway, brothers and sisters, I'm going to leave you with a little bit of 80s salsa, man. This is quite an old one, you know. Okay, amigos, amigas, love one another and free Palestine.
Henry Fiol, señoras y señores, Henry Fiol en Maracaibo, Oriental.
Maracaibo pa' que lo baile, otra buena pa' que lo goce, Maracaibo.
Con mi